And now,
we present to you.
Seriously.
Ignorant.
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
S-I-N.
Seriously ignorant.
Friday, Damon's at Tinley Park Convention Center. And on Saturday, he's in Bloomington, Illinois with B. Cole from Chicago. Senior correspondent Damon Williams reports on a thief who doubled as a conscientious shopper. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom. As serious as a narcoleptic in a mattress shop. Just doze everywhere you go. And have y'all noticed there's a lot of mattress shops lately?
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all noticed that they keep popping up. I thought everybody would have a bed by now.
Anyway, I was wondering the same thing.
Mattress shops are popping up everywhere. Seriously. All right. They say a crook always returns to the scene of a crime. And I ain't believe that. I know I ain't never go back. But anyway, that's a whole other story. But the crook in this story, not only did he come back, he came right back. 26-year-old Daniel Palmer of Miami robbed a New York man at gunpoint and took his jewelry and ran off. Now, the victim traveled about one block when Daniel ran back up on him, this time to confront the victim about his jewelry being fake.
Oh.
Yeah, fake chains. But anyway, so he was like, you know, how you gonna let me rob you and you know this stuff is fake? But that was a mistake because the victim was then able to flag down the police and point the guy out. So the robber runs again. This time he jumps in a Mercedes and pulls off. Now the cops chase him, lights flashing. He don't stop. They finally catch up with him. They charge him with robbery, eluding the police, and driving on a suspended license, of course. But here's the thing. You shouldn't be robbing people and driving a Mercedes. It's either or. Either you can afford to drive a Mercedes or you rob people. Here's another Negro living above his means. You got a Benz, but you snatching chains. Sit down somewhere, Daniel. Seriously. Sit down somewhere as serious as a new church usher.
Oh. Are they in it to win it or what? Huh?
Woo! Overzealous, baby.
A new church.
Oh, they're not playing with that.
They're on the express train to heaven.
First day on the job, going in. But anyway, all right. So, now, my next story, as y'all know, I'm planning a wedding, all right? We're looking at March. We still haven't figured out the exact location, but Tom, I heard you got a nice house in Florida. Anyway, a Pennsylvania couple tied the knot recently at a Salem UCC church near Allentown, Pennsylvania. The groom, Todd Satterfer, said, "I do." The preacher said, "You may now kiss the bride." And right after that, Todd was told, "You have the right to remain silent. Everything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed to you." Because the cops were there to serve a warrant. So they allowed him to get married, but didn't let him stay through the reception.
That's punishment.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And that's messed up because, you know, the reception, the best part for the groom.
Right.
So it turns out they took him to jail in his tuxedo. Because for previous arrests for domestic disputes. So they probably did the bride a favor if he a domestic violence type dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, she probably realized that because they say she came to jail to retrieve his rented tuxedo.
Wow.
And don't say nothing about him paying his bail or trying to get him out. But she ain't paying no late fees. That's right.
And her deposit.
Exactly. You know, they'll mess your debit card up at a tuxedo shop. Report to you live from Chicago. And on May 23rd, I'll be at the J-Spot in Gary, Indiana with J. Anthony Brown.
What? Baby.
Oh, you bringing the J-Spot back to Gary?
Back to Gary, baby.
Oh, coming yeah.
Back.
They want it.
Yeah, they do.
They
thanks,
really
thanks,
want
thanks,
it.
Thanks.
As serious as a new church usher.
Oh, they in it to win it. So they're not playing.
What?
Seriously.